Yeah, man. I'm here for another discussion. Right now, we're going to talk about something that I thought about, and I said, you know what? This is something that actually needs to get discussed. Now, I don't have any special guest today. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to save it for the next episode, but I said, forget it. This really needs to get talked about, so I'm just going to go ahead and just talk about it, you know. So forget waiting for another episode. We going into this right now. Now, I usually like to have a female as like a guest, because I always like to give a female's perspective. And a lot of times, if I'm coming from a male's point of view or perspective, I like to have a female to like support the female's opinions and their points of views too, because I try to be fair, you know. So I just wanted to put that out there, because I don't want anyone thinking that I'm biased, sexist, or anything like that. Because people are quick to think that if you are having a gender discussion and you aren't giving the other gender a voice, you know. So, just wanted to get that out there, let everybody know that I try to be as fair as possible, look at things from all perspectives. And, you know, I'm not a sexist, basically. Now that we got that out the way, all right, let's get into it. My thing today that I want to discuss, is African females. Not African American females. African females. Who just so happen to live in America. So, you know, I just say African because, yeah, they're African, but they live in America. I guess it's kind of like African American. But you know what I mean. Born and raised in America, you know, and naturally speak the English language. Like, that's African American to me. And African is, you know, your family came from Africa, you were born in Africa and came over here, and now you live in America, you know. So we're talking about that type of African women, women whose parents or grandparents originate from the continent Africa and came over here later on in their life, whereas though they didn't grow up necessarily in an American culture. Yeah, so I want to discuss that because I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of African women, you know, throughout my life, you know. And it's very interesting, I think. like, the African females I've met, you know, we had some good conversations and stuff like that. Let me say African women are by far some of the most attractive women out there. Like, there are some very attractive women from Africa. I definitely want to put that out there, you know, so I don't want to sound like I'm down talking, you know, African women in any way, you know. But the name is Tate Real for a reason. I gotta keep it real with my opinions, you know. Definitely have very attractive females, African females, definitely. Having said that, like, I don't know, like, it's how can I put it, man? Like, trying to be, you know, I try to get my point across without trying to be, like, offensive or anything, but that's all right. Let me just be real. Like, most African females I've met, is just, I don't understand, because, like, it's almost like a bitterness, like, it's like, what is it, like, upset, like, don't, what is it, like, mad at African men, black African-American men? Like, I don't get it, I don't understand. Like, for instance, every African female I've met, pretty much, it's like the same routine. Like, the same routine. It's like, you know, you can start off with an alright little conversation sometimes, but most of the time, the vibe that you get is just so negative. Like, whoa, like, I thought African-American females had something going on, but African women, like, I don't understand. And I'm not speaking for all, because, of course, I haven't met, you guys, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, you might hear some coughs. I haven't met, not even a fraction of the African women, you know, in America, but the ones that I've met, and I've met a number, probably more than your average black man, you know, that there's an average life that isn't around, like, you know, like, besides, like, college or something where it's, like, a whole bunch of African people, like, for the most part, I think I've met more than the average black man far as African females. And like the attitudes, just I don't understand. And I wanted to post this up because I want to get some feedback. Like I want people to share with me. Like I must be missing something. Because I look at it like this. Like I had a discussion with one African female that I've met. And I was telling her like, yeah, I mean like you from Africa, but I'm black. Excuse me. I'm black African American. So it's like we still like the same. Like my ancestors originate from Africa like yours do. So we all originally from Africa. It's just that we grew up on different continents. And she was like, what? What you mean? Like, I don't get it. Like, what you saying? Like, I'm like, what you mean? Like, it sounds pretty self-explanatory to me. And it seemed to me as almost as if she was to say, how dare you say that? Like, what? Like, what you mean? Like, black African American. Hello, Africans. All African. Like, we all originate from Africa. This is not, we all know, this is not our land. This is not even this is not white America's land or black America's land. We all know that, so we don't need to go into that. We don't even need to get into all that, but we all know that, you know. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, we all come from the same. And I was telling her like, I just don't understand why like it's segregated. Like, why do? And it's usually, I don't know, I'm gonna keep it real, I don't know not one person, not one black African American that has a problem with Africans, besides the fact that they don't understand why Africans seem bitter towards us, like towards black African Americans. Like that's the only problem I know that black African Americans have with Africans. Like, why are you bitter? You know, like, man, I just don't understand. Like, it's one African lady, you know, nice young lady, you know. I had a class I was taking, a math class, and I needed, excuse me, I needed a little tutoring to sharpen my math. I wanted to make sure I aced those exams. Got an A, by the way. And you know, so I went to the tutor lad to you know, get some assistance, get some help, so I could be ready for those exams. And my tutor was an African lady, an African lady. And you know, like, she was cool, because, I mean, she knew I'm mad, she helped out and stuff, but, like, when I sat there listening to her talk, and I'm like, you know, I observed the way that she reacted to the African co-workers and students and people that came around versus the Americans. Like, so it was like, when I talked to her, it was a different vibe, a different everything. When the Africans talked to her, it was like, we understand each other, we're one, we're united. And when I talked to her, it was like, I was like a peasant. Like, I really, that's how I really feel. And, like, she had made me mad one day. Like, I was about to lean on her because she was saying, like, she was having a discussion. You know, I'm a friendly person. I'm a social person. And, you know, we're sitting there, you know, I'm sitting there trying to, you know, she's telling me this how you do it, da da da. I'm like, okay, so. And she's having a discussion with, amongst her African coworkers and friends or whatever. And, you know, I said, I don't remember what it was, but I said something. But I said it in a joke, but I said something in a laugh. And she was like, yeah, do your work, mind your business. Like, what? Like, who you think you're talking to? Like, she ain't laughed. Like, she had a straight face. Like, she was serious. And I was like, you can't be serious. And I was like, wow. And that's just one little small example. Like, I worked with an African girl before. This was years ago. I was a teenager. And, like, her attitude was like, wow, like, you know, just to sit and have a conversation with us, like, how attitudes, yeah, face frowned up, don't talk to me, like, leave me alone, you know, and I just didn't understand. It was only one person that she, like, always smiled and talked to, was another guy. He wasn't even African. This light-skinned dude with long braids or whatever, you know how some females are about that. And, he was the only one. Everybody else was like, wow, she got a nasty attitude. The females, the guys, everybody. And I was like, wow, like, every time I meet an African woman. Met an African woman recently. That's the one I was telling you about when I was saying we all originally from Africa. And she was like, I don't get it. And I was like, you know, one second it's like, oh, yeah, she cool. She want to, you know, talk and get to know each other. The next second it's like this nasty attitude. And it's like, you America don't understand. You not understand me. I'm like, I'm trying to understand you. Give me a break. And it's like, just this nasty attitude just comes. And I'm like, wow. It happened so many times that I had to get addressed. I had to address it. And I'm addressing it now, like, because I don't understand. Like, we're all black. Like, it don't matter if you're a Jamaican, And I ain't never had no problems with no Jamaicans. I just put that out there. But, like, regardless if you're Jamaican or whatever, African, Nigerian, like, it don't matter. Black African-American, you're still black at the end of the day. You know, and a racist person will look at you the same regardless. Black is black to them. Black is black to them. They don't care, like, what your accent sounds like. And they don't care what continent you come from or what country you come from. Black is black. We all black. Like, so what's the need to have the bitter taste towards one another? And that's the same thing if a black African-American was to act like that towards an African or a Jamaican. Like, wow. Like, what difference will it make? We all black. We all got the same skin color. You know, some little darker than others, but I know black African Americans are darker than some Jamaicans, so it's all the same. And we all still Negroes at the end of the day. We're still black, you know? And that's just what it is, and that's how I feel. So I just had to put it out there, because that concerns me, because I'm not racist, prejudiced. I love all people, white, black. I don't care, Chinese, Asian. I don't care what race you are. You're a good person, you cool, you chill, you mind your business. And you just want to help make this world a better place and live a long, prosperous life and do good and be good, then I'm rooting for you. That's it, you know? So it don't matter about race to me. But I'm just saying, when you see someone who has the same skin color as you act, like, feel a certain way towards you because they're from a different continent, they don't like the way the American culture is, well, not to be, I ain't trying to be smart, but, like, if you don't like American culture, then you shouldn't come to America. Like, go to Africa. Like, if you feel as though American culture is so bad, you don't like it, you don't like the way black African Americans are, unappreciative, they don't understand the struggle, the grind, the cocky, conceited, whatever you feel about American culture, if you feel that way, I wouldn't want to be somewhere that I ain't like. Like, when I don't like a job, I leave. I put in my 2 weeks, I'm gone. You know, if I don't like a school, I'm dropping my classes, I'm out. If I ain't feeling the situation, I'm leaving. If I'm not happy in this relationship, I'm leaving. If I'm not happy in this marriage, I'm getting a divorce. Like, that's it. So, like, if you're unhappy with the American culture, then don't say, I'm going to live anyway because of the wealth. Because that's not, at the end of the day, you need to be happy from the inside out. And finances can't make you happy inside out. You know, finances can just pay your bills. But you still need to be happy from within. So you need to like, enjoy the environment you're in. So if you're from Africa or Haiti or China, I don't care where you're from, and you don't like this American culture, you should leave. I think you should leave. And I'm not saying that in a rude way, like, F you enough. And I'm just saying, like, leave. Like, no, do the right thing for you and your well-being. Like, leave. So that's for all, everybody, anybody, but especially towards the African ladies who I've had the pleasure of meeting and noticing that they have a very bitter, nasty attitudes towards African Americans. If you don't like how the American culture is, if you don't like how the black African American culture is, and you're not happy or satisfied in America, they got cruises that go back and forth to Africa. I mean, they got, hey, I'm saying, you got flights, you got all types of ways. Hey, I'm saying, it ain't that expensive. Hey, you get a job, save a couple paychecks, you out, you ain't gotta come back. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I ain't trying to be smart or nothing. That's how I feel. You know, and I would never be racist towards any black person. And you're black to me. I don't care what continent, country you come from. If your skin color is brown, dark brown, you're black to me. So it's not to offend anyone. Hey, if you're from America and you're a black African-American and you don't like America, then go to Africa or go to Jamaica or whatever. So to anybody. You know, but especially towards the African ladies, you know, because I just don't understand the bitterness and, you know, the way they act towards, the way I've been treated towards, you know, from black African ladies. Like, you know, so I had to address it. Like, if that's how you feel, I say just leave. Just go back to Africa or Jamaica or wherever you come from. But like I said, I've never had a problem with one Jamaican lady before, one Jamaican person. It's always was the Africans that I just seen the bitterness and this nasty attitudes and just act like, you know, you good for nothing American. Like, wow. Like, wow, really? I'm the same thing you are. I'm black. You black. We are one. Like, wow, really? That's how you feel? Really? That's how you feel? For real? Had to get addressed. I'm sorry. I know this is a debatable, controversial type of topic, and that's the reason why it's definitely worth discussing, because that's what makes things interesting, something that's debatable, having different opinions. Unfortunately, I don't have any guests on here that can help elaborate on the situation, but I'm sure anybody that's listening has their own viewpoint, and feel free to express yourself. Like I said, I love everybody. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what culture you are. Just be a good person and be humble. Treat people with respect. Have dignity. And just be a good person. Don't treat people bad. Don't treat people like they're not your equal. Like, don't treat somebody because of their skin color, physical appearance, height, weight, or anything. Don't judge people based on that. Like, so I'm a black African American. Don't, because you're African and you feel like for whatever reason you have a problem with African American culture or American culture in general, that, like, you know, don't feel like you should treat me different. Like, you should treat me like I'm not your equal, like I'm lower, you know, because I'm from here. I'm a natural born American citizen, so I understand the American culture. If anything, talk to me. We can have a discussion. Let's talk about why you feel that way. Maybe it's something going on inside you that needs to be addressed. And maybe, you know, hey, I'm saying, you know, talk about it. Don't, like, treat me like, don't be bitter towards me or anybody else. Like, you have a problem going on from within yourself. Maybe it was embedded in you. Excuse me. Maybe that's from, like, your upbringing. Maybe your parents taught you to be that way. Regardless of what it is, maybe your parents said, hey, don't be friends with Americans. They are evil. Like, I don't know what your parents taught you. I'm just saying. If it's a problem going on, let's talk about it. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to talk. So, you know, not to be bitter or downgrade or, you know, belittle anyone's culture, nationality, or anything like that. It just needs to be discussed. And I just had to get that out there. You know, like, don't just for anybody, any culture, any race, anybody. Don't treat others differently or bad or foul just because of their skin color, their race, their ethnicity, their accent, their language. You know, treat everybody with respect, and if you have an issue with a certain culture or something that you don't understand about a culture or someone's way of living, discuss it. You know, if you're African and you got a problem with the way American culture is, find somebody that's cool that you know you can talk to, an American-born citizen, and have a discussion. Like, why do you Americans do this? I don't understand this about Americans. Some Americans I don't like, but I know it can't be all of y'all. So talk to me. Tell me, this is what I don't understand about American culture. Tell me why you do Tell me why you do this or why you do that. You know, you see what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. Communication, understanding, and just being respectful and mindful of each other. You know, not belittling each other. Everybody's created equal. Everybody should have a voice and opinion. And we should all respect each other's opinions and not be ignorant towards one another. And ignorance, like, racial profiling is the epitome of ignorance. So, like, don't do that. Like, don't be racist. Don't be prejudiced. Don't prejudge people. Like, just take the time to get to know a person first before you pass judgment on them. Don't judge a person based on their culture, nationality, skin color, any of that. You know? And if you live in America, just be happy to be an American citizen, because America is definitely one of the greatest nations out there. So just be happy, because here you got freedom, opportunity. If you're a foreigner, you can go to school for free. You get all types of grants and scholarships, and you get career opportunities. You can become almost anything you want, you know. And Obama showed that, you know. He's from what, Kenya or something like that. So I mean, I'm just saying that the opportunity is here, and most of the people that come from other countries come because they don't have the opportunities that they would have here. So appreciate it. Appreciate being an American citizen. Appreciate that so many opportunities are provided. Appreciate the fact that if you're homeless or something, like, the government will actually take care of you. Like, you will actually get sent checks for being homeless. Like, you know, so many opportunities. Like, you know, here in America, like, so before you go pass judgment on people, get to know them, because everybody's their own person. Never judge someone on their culture. Like, get to know that person first. Have a discussion. And that is actually, to me, I feel as though that is, like, being like cocky and conceited, like to judge someone based on that culture. Like, I don't like that culture. Ugh. So you're belittling that culture, saying you're better than them. So you're actually the one, you're saying that culture's cocky or conceited. You're being cocky and conceited and ignorant when you judge someone based on their culture and don't get a chance to know that person. When you frown your face up because of someone's language, ethnicity, you know, culture background. Like, really, that's how I feel. That's my own personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it. I never said that I knew everything. I was missing know-it-all. I'm right. But that's how I feel in my heart. And I just wanted to express that because it's ridiculous. And I hate racial profiling. I hate ignorance. Let's get together. We are all one. And that's how I feel. So having said that, it's your boy Tay Real, man. I'm signing up out of here. And I had to get that out there because it had to get discussed. And that's what it is. So shout out to everybody, all cultures, all nations. Don't want nobody to think I'm trying to be slick or arrogant or nothing. I just don't like people treating people bad, you know, differently, racial profiling, none of that. I don't appreciate that stuff, and I don't think it's cool, and it needs to get addressed. And it will continue to get addressed. As long as I breathe, I will address situations like that because I don't like it, and I'm not for it, and I stand against it, and I will fight it to the bitter end. And that's what it is. So that's what it is, man. Like I said, shout out to all cultures, all nations, man. Everybody continue to do good, be good, be good people, man. Don't stereotype and profile people. Get to know someone before you pass judgment. And let's just love each other, man, and continue to help bring this world up and make it a better place for everybody to live. Our children, their children's children, and so on. Having said that, I'm out of here. It's T-Real signing out. One love.